This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. Parshas Shemois. I'm going to tell you this morning from the Sefer Peninei Kedem, but let me begin with an amazing story. I just came back from Eretz Yisrael, and I went to visit Rabbi Chiel Michel Stern, the author of this Sefer that we're learning from. It's called Peninei Kedem. Over the years, I've used extensively many of the Svarim of Rabbi Chiel Michel Stern. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send him a Refuah Shleima B'Karov. He authored three volumes, Gedolei HaDoros, which I've used extensively. He offered a Sefer called Mekaymos HaKadoshim that I've used extensively. He authored a Sefer, Eretz Chemda, that I likewise used. He wrote an introduction to Kabbalah. He wrote many, many very interesting Svarim. He wrote the classic work on the Dalet Minim. For many years, the Sefer Gedolei HaDoros was not available for print. My friend Rabbi Gedalia Schwartz got me a copy. And every time I went to Rabbi Chiel Michel, he said, it's not available. It's out of print. It's out of print. This time I wanted to visit him. A, I usually visit him. And B, I wanted to see if I could get the set Peninei Kedem. Now, unfortunately, the Rabbi Chiel Michel is not well. So when I came in, the Rebbetzin opened up, and I asked, you know, could I borrow some of the Svarim of the Rav? So the left bookcase are the Svarim that are available. The right bookcase are the Svarim that are his, that you can't buy from. And sure enough, in the ones you can't buy from, I saw Gedolei HaDoros, I saw Peninei Kedem, but those were apparently his last copy, so I knew not to buy from them. However, in the left bookcase, I got one or two new ones, and lo and behold, I saw there was a Gedolei HaDoros there. In the bookcase you're allowed to buy from, there was a Gedolei HaDoros, so I put it on the table to buy it. And I found Peninei Kedem! I couldn't believe it, because I've even had friends who told me they called up, and they were told it's out of print, and here it is, I came all the way from America, and the Rebbetzin, I'm in the process of buying the Gedolei HaDoros and the Peninei Kedem. These are some I've tried to get a hold of Gedolei HaDoros for years, even though I have a copy, I was going to get another one, and Peninei Kedem. And at the very last moment, all of a sudden we hear a Chashev Yid breathing very heavily, about to come into the room, and I thanked him for the Svarim, and I said, you know, and I was looking for this for many years, Gedolei HaDoros, Peninei Kedem, and he is not even able to talk. But he made it very clear that in no uncertain terms would we be walking out with the Svarim, Gedolei HaDoros, and Peninei Kedem, that these are his last copies. And I said, what do you mean? But they're in the left bookcase. They're in the right bookcase. They're in the bookcase that you're allowed to buy from. No, they shouldn't be there. Why are they there? Now, I don't think he was supposed to be up and about at that moment. I think the Ribbono Shel Olam woke him up to guard his last edition of the Sefer, because I nearly almost walked away and brought it back to America. Now, it seems like there were two copies, but anyway, I almost had it. I'm just letting you know, I literally almost walked out and brought it back to America. But, you know, Tzaddikim, they have special siyata d'shmaya. Hashem saved him from Gladstein walking away with his last copy of the Sefer. Okay, in any event, it is an Oitzra Chachma. And I want to tell you some Divrei Torah from the Sefer Peninei Kedem. This comes from Hagoin Rav Yakila Hamburger, the Abezin, and Marit Tzedek of Prague. This in the Sefer Koil Kol Yaakov. It was published in the year 1801. The Medrash in the Yalkut says that to explain the pasuk v'cha'asher ya'anu oisoi kein yirbeh. Chazal tell us that when Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim, their wives did not see dam nida because of the fear of the Mitzrim. In Me'ilah on Daf Yud Zayin, we find that a smaller amount of dam nida engenders greater fertility. When a woman has less dam nida, it engenders greater fertility. So Rabbi Yakala Hamager explains based on this that v'chasher ya'anu oisai, the more they afflicted us, the more afraid we are of them. So the less damnida the Klal Yisrael had. Like the Gemara says in Mi'ila, miyot damnidois ha'isha mesaberes maher. So v'chasher ya'anu oisai, the more they afflicted at us, ken yirbeh v'chen yifreitz, the more fertile the Jewish people became. Now, I'm going to share with you a very famous Dvar Torah now, and I'm not sharing it with you for the content, but rather for the one who said it. It is widely attributed to the Goyin, the Vilna Goyin on Vayimaru es Chayehem, that the trap on it is Kadma v'Azla, and Kadma v'Azla means to advance and to go, and the gematria of Kadma v'Azla is 190. So Vayimaru es Chayehem, because they embittered our life, therefore, Kadma v'Azla, we advanced and we left Mitzrayim early. The reason why we left Mitzrayim 190 years early is because Vayimaru es Chayehem. And the gematria of Kadma v'Azla is 190. So in the Sefer Pnine Kedem, he attributes this Dvar Torah to an even earlier source, namely the Chacham Tzvi. Now here's one from the Baal Ktzos HaChoshen, Reb Aryeh Leib. Vayikra melech Mitzrayim lamayaldois ho'ivriois, vayitzav paroi l'chol amai. Rashi explains that the time came that Paroi decreed even on his own people that they would exterminate the babies. Says the Ktzos HaChoshen, based on Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam's shita is, and it's quoted in the Parshas Drachim, Drush Chaf Beis, that we only say Dina D'Malchusa Dina if the king legislates on all members of his sovereignty. But if it's specified, if he, so to speak, discriminates and makes legislation against a specific group, then it's not binding. Therefore, the Melech Mitzrayim called the Mialdois. He says, why are you not listening to my decree? Madua asisen, meaning the question is, Dina d'malchusa dina. So the Mialdois said, no, ki loy chanoshim ha-mitzriois ha-ivriois, meaning the Gezerah is not on the Mitzrim, it's only on the Ivrim. If that's the case, it's not binding. Ah, vayomer pari l'chol amoy. So now pari decreed on all the people. Why? Because he wanted to access the rule of Dina de Machus Adina. Miriam and Yochavet said, we're not bound by it. Ki loy kamitzriyos so ivriyos. You're discriminating. Discriminatory legislation is not bound by Dina de Machus Adina. So now pari, knowing the Shita Rabbeinu Tam, Vayomer Paroi L'chol Amoy, because if he decrees on everyone, then it's binding through Dina D'Malchus Adina. Here we have another interesting one from Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz. It says in the Medrash, Vatera Oisoi Kitoiv, they saw Moshe looked like a malach, therefore they circumcised him on the eighth day. What does this mean? There are two opinions in the Medrash. What does it mean, Vatera Oisai Kitaiv? One opinion is the whole house filled up with light. And one opinion is Moshe was born Mahal. Now, according to the Pshat that Moshe was born Mahal, there would be no way to circumcise him on the eighth day. Why? Because someone who's born Mahal, and we only have to do Hatafas Dam Mila, that Mila is not Doicha Shabbos. Chazal say Moshe was born on Shabbos and he passed on Shabbos. So since he was born on Shabbos, they would not be able to do his Mila on Shabbos if he was Noilan Mohol. But if you say like the other Pshat, that the whole house was full with light, so it's not necessarily true that he was born Mohol, so then he could have had his Mila on Shabbos. This is the meaning of the Medrash. When they saw Moshe looked like a Malach, meaning that the whole house filled up with light, and not that he was born Mahol, they were able to mal him on the eighth day because he needed a full-fledged Mila, and a full-fledged Mila is Doicha Shabbos. And then finally, the Gemara in Soita says on Tesamid Beis that because Miriam waited for Moshe, Klal Yisrael waited for her 7 days. Tosfos in Soita Yud Aleph Amud Aleph says, Miriam waited for Moshe Reva Shah, 15 minutes. Says Hagoyin Reb Binyamin Zev Wolf, the Mal Mechaber of the Sefer Ir Binyamin. He says like this, that if Moshe Rabbeinu He said like this, that Hashem rewards Yom LaShana, a day for a year. Meaning, when you do an Avera, for each day the Meraglim travel through Eretz Yisrael, they were punished 40 years in the Midbar. Hashem is Choshev Yom LaShana. Now Yom LaShana means a day, 24 hours, for a year. We don't count the nighttime hours, because the Meraglim didn't walk in the night. So that means a day is 12 hours. 12 hours for a year. 12 hours for a year. How many weeks in a year? 48. So that means a quarter of an hour. 12 hours is a year. 1 hour is a month. 15 minutes is a week. You hear this? One day is a year. That means 12 hours is a year. 12 hours is 12 months. 1 hour is 1 month. A quarter of an hour is a quarter of a month. So that's how Tosfos knows Miriam waited for Moshe for 15 minutes. Because since she was rewarded that the Klal Yisrael waited for her for a week, then she must have waited for Moshe for a 12th of that, which is 15 minutes. So in 12 hours, there are 48 weeks. So therefore, for 12 hours for 12 months, 1 hour for 1 month, and 15 minutes for a week. So that's how Chazal know that Miriam waited for Moshe for 15 minutes. That's the Cheshbon. That Reb Binyamin Ze'ev Wolf, the author of Sefer Yer Binyamin, makes. Okay, friends, please join us tonight for an amazing shir on the topic of Shoivivim. Shemais, the first week of Shoivivim. I thank you for joining now. Wishing you bracha v'atzlacha.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.